As our beloved Saint Germain speaks his heart to us all, may our mighty I Am Presence bless him. May the I Am Presence of every person upon the earth and all who have ever been here or ever will be bless him forever for all he has done for us. Now may we do for him everything our life streams can give quickly. My beloved hearts of love, for such you have become, and I am grateful for your love to me. I am grateful for the love you have poured out thus far, and tonight, I trust I may reward you with some explanation of the great central sun magnet's action, which will make that power of our love not only very tangible and very real to you, but shall begin to make you feel its complete power of victory over all that you contact. In calling forth the power and the powers of the great central sun magnet, the purpose of that is to draw a concentrated action of that power of love from the great central sun that automatically draws supply of whatever might be required from time to time and holds that ever ready for your use. So I ask you to feel it as a very real, tangible thing in and around your physical form. Please do not feel that when we say the great central sun magnet, that it's just a phrase of words. Make that your own. You have, all of you, experimented as children with the use of these little horseshoe magnets. You've drawn needles and tacks and various things, and you had a great deal of amusement doing it. Now I ask you to recall the feeling and the sensation of when the needle jumps to the magnet, and then realize that if you keep charging the outer self and your world with the power of the great central sun magnet to draw to you by the love from the central sun, whatever you might require in your outer use, when you reach a certain intensity of that magnetic power, you will find things approaching you that you've always longed to do, and the way and means will come into your hands to do easily and quickly that which heretofore you have felt was a struggle. And it is to get you to this point that we have been turning your attention recently many times to the use of this great central sun magnet. I ask you to feel, beloved ones, with me, that the power of the love in the central sun magnet is that power which holds all the planets of a system in their orbits. So you must know that its drawing power is terrific. And that power is love from the great central sun. And if that had not been operating in and around your life streams by our conscious command throughout the centuries, you would never have been drawn up this far into the light of greater perfection. Now, just as we have used that great power of love from the central sun to draw your attention and consciousness up to the point where you are tonight, so may you make yourselves that same mighty power of the great central sun magnet to draw to yourself from every place, wherever you may be, that which fulfills the divine plan, that which gives you the strength and the mastery of the light that gives you victory. Victory over all forces in this world that are destructive. So the power and the blessing in that great central sun magnet is far greater than any of you realize tonight. But if you still the outer and command the outer self to feel the power of that central sun magnet and to feel the love that is there, demanding that that love come into you to draw its full perfection into outer use, you will find yourselves moving in channels that are constructive and automatically drawing to you those who are ready for the light as you can give it now. This will give me tremendous assistance in drawing greater strength of the light into America in order to lift America out of the clutches of the beast that wants to destroy her. So I will appreciate deeply your remembering and demanding and calling forth and using the power of the great central sun magnet in all your outer activities, because then what you draw to yourselves by that love can never bring you problems or limitation or distress. So I really give you a very wonderful gift. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? You have heard the phrase, stand in the light and draw to yourselves your own. But when you stand in the light of your mighty I Am presence, demand that the great love of the central sun in its activity of the great central sun magnet comes into you and blazes through you and draws to yourself your own. Dear hearts, I wonder if you know just how much is your own. That might be something worthy of contemplation. If you knew what your own blessed I Am presence, your individualized flame from the great central sun, if you knew what it owns in the great central sun, if you knew what power it wields in cosmic action through that beloved electronic presence, then would you never forget in the outer physical self to stand a moment whenever you have a chance to be silent, just an instant, to send your love to your presence and demand by the love of the great central sun and its mighty magnet in and around you, you draw to yourselves your own. This will bring you very great joy, because when you desire happiness, you make that call, you will draw to yourselves the happiness that is your own. Then no one can take that away from you. When you require supply, you will make the call that your presence gives to you your own. And that will never bring problems or limitations to you. So this has a limitless field of action. When you begin to use the power of the great central sun magnet, demand the love of the great central sun into yourselves to draw to yourselves your own. On that central sun magnet, that love contains not one problem, not one thing that could ever be discordant or limiting to you. So it is the great master power and master presence and master authority of perfection. Then when you say, I am that great central sun magnet whose love from the central sun draws to me my own, and I stand within the throne room of my being, and bear at the altar of the sacred fire, do I feel and know and enter in to the heart of God's powerhouse and the love that sustains all. Oh, if we can only impress upon you the need of stilling the outer, taking your attention away from the pull of the incessant pull of the outer world. Just a few moments, sometimes just one full minute, to go by yourself and stand with your love to the presence and ask it to flood you with its mighty love that draws to yourself your own. I want you to feel this deeply tonight, for there isn't a desire you have in your hearts that can't be brought into outer physical fulfillment and manifestation with this magnificent master power of love. On that love supreme that draws the universal light substance into that which becomes a planet or a sun or a system of worlds. How think you are those systems of worlds created? By love alone. And if that love is great enough to create a system, do you not think it's great enough to take care of your little system? I think so. And tonight, I want you to feel its joy. Only the human struggles, precious ones. The great divine love of the universe struggles not in its great activity to life, but ever enjoys the expanding and giving of itself into greater action, greater beauty, greater music. You begin to use the phrase, oh beloved I am presence, fill me and my world with the music of the cosmic Christ. Fill me and my world with the music of the love in the great central sun magnet, and let me be its song to life. Dear hearts, everything in creation would love you. The flowers, the trees, the birds, everything would come to you because they would be, all that would come because they knew they were going to receive the love that made them happy. And after all, it's only when you pour out that power of the great central sun magnet that you rise above those things of the physical world that have caused such distress and such mistakes and such limitation. When you draw to yourselves your own from the heart and source of love supreme, you could never experience or misuse its gift. Therefore, you enter in to the place of safety that has many meanings. That has many meanings tonight to all of you. So as you enter in to the greater use, the continual, joyous acceptance and use of the full victorious power and love of the great central sun magnet, and you demand that your world become that for eternity and draw to yourselves your own, then will it be a joy to give and give and give as the sun gives light to the earth. Then will you know what joy there is in forgiving that which is of distress. When you forgive something, you must give something for that which you forgive. In other words, when you forgive a thing, you put your love and ease and blessing where the wrong has seemed to be. And then do you have joy within yourselves? Then will you consider it a privilege to draw these great powers of the sacred fire into outer action and give them to a world that is groping in the shadows of its own mistakes and finding not the light until they look Godward to the beloved I Am Presence. Till they look to our octave, till they look to the source of light. Because the source of light is not in mankind's discord nor mistakes, nor selfish impulses to demand for the outer self that which continually limits it with greater distress. And the longer it's let to go, the worse the chaos becomes. But not so when you look Godward to your mighty I Am Presence and call forth the supreme power of the love of the great central sun magnet. And as that comes in and around you, then do you rise into the world of the presence that has greater and greater and greater magnificent power and beauty and perfection and freedom. There will you find the sacred fire of cosmic love supreme. Then will you call forth whatever you require from day to day. You will not be burdened with that which you do not use until the time of its use approaches. So tonight, if you ask, you shall receive. And if you demand, it shall manifest. And if you desire to know, you shall understand. So if you desire to know all that is within the love of the great central sun magnet, your attention upon it will not only draw its love and blessings and activities and powers to you, but you will draw yourself into it. And then you become its victory and master authority over this world. Oh, it is so wonderful. Just start to use it. And then when we meet again, I am sure you will be infinitely happier than you are tonight. Thank you, precious ones. Now, while you're standing, if you will just feel it descend in and around you, I will call it into outer action. And if you demand that you feel it, you will feel it. If you think you don't feel anything, well, you won't feel anything. Now, I demand that you feel it because I want it to become your daily associate and your daily action of the power that is supreme over everything discordant in this world. So tonight, I clothe you in a mantle of its flame, and may the great central sun magnet be established in and around you. And you begin to feel its mighty pull and drawing into your outer use of that which belongs to you by divine right. And with that, all mankind on earth could never interfere. I trust you will remember this which I ask tonight, that I may help you to go forward to its great mastery and its victorious power, released through you to America and through America to the world. Then will my words, dear hearts of the sacred fire, become a living manifestation around you all, and the magnet of eternal love make you its master presence over all you will ever contact in the future. May you be so insulated in it that the outer world never again can touch you with its discord. But every desire of your heart, go forward now and have all of its perfection in outer use to serve your nation through your commands and through the nation. Release the earth from that which has tortured life so long. So may you, dear hearts of the sacred fire, now become the great central sun magnets, blazing presence of immortal love, the sun presence of eternal victory. Then with my authority of the violet consuming flame, you may go forward and command freedom, and it must manifest to you and to those to whom you send it forth. May we have this brought into outer action quickly now to bless you all and help you to free others as our love has tried to free you. In its glorious presence tonight, I raise you into that love of the great central sun magnet, and I shall hold it there and command you to feel it until you recognize its presence and go forth and use it from tonight without cessation. Thank you, and may my gift to you bear the blessings of eternity and all that my heart wants you to have become yours in outer action from tonight. Let us see how powerfully we can draw its power and its love in and around you to take you forward, master of circumstance, and invincibly free to use the great powers of your own life streams to go forth and do that which you do have the capacity to do. And may America be blessed by your victory. I thank you. Won't you be seated, please? Beloved Saint Germain, thank you forever for all that your love means to us. Now may we draw forth that same mighty love and place it at your command for the freedom of America and through America the world. And may we never cease making that call till all are victorious in your octave. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such immortal power and love of the great central sun magnet, that wherever we go, it draws to us from the heights of perfection all that makes us victorious over everything in this world. And we thank the great presence of life for its mighty existence in the universe, and that we are privileged to know and use its mighty power. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in that great central sun magnet's almighty power of your obedience, and draw to us the perfection that helps us to set all free that we contact. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, beloved Nada, blessed Jesus, Mary, all the great ones who have loved us so long. Now may we reward them by pouring that love to others until all of God's life and substance and energy are raised, all is raised, into the Ascended Master's octave, eternally free. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask thy enfolding presence, and we ask you to so charge us and to so seal us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, that the beloved Arcturus can expand the unfed flame in our hearts till it becomes one with the sevenfold flame in the forehead, and again expands to become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress whatever power of the sacred fire from the seven mighty Elohim of creation and from the great central sun magnet, whatever power is required to command and compel the end of the human, make us the victory of all that's divine, and see we yield not once again to anything but the full victorious mastery for which we call by that love from whence we all came and to which we must all return. May we now be clothed in its great, victorious, magnificent, masterful presence unto the end. We thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that mighty love of the great central sun magnet, wrap the earth in its flame and dissolve and consume everything that is not the perfection of the ascended masters for eternity, and finish it now and get it done in all outer action. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is human, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To that end, do we stand at attention, internally obedient to our mighty omnipresence and the ascended host, until the great ones say, well done, and the victory of the ages has moved into outer action, and love has taken command of its own for eternity. We thank. Thank you, precious one.